Well, now joining us in studio is Julie Levy, and she is a registered dietitian / certified diabetes care and education specialist. I didn't finish my, I just had special on my sheet. You're a specialist. Julie, welcome in.
Hi.
I know you're nervous, but we'll smooth this out here. It's going to go great. It's going to go great. So 1 in 10 Americans lives with diabetes. It is something which I think every, it's kind of like cancer in the respect that if you don't have it, you know somebody probably, or you've heard of somebody that's dealt with it. Diabetes is a pretty common thing, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Well, even here in Nebraska, some of the Nebraska stats, so approximately 161,500 adults, or 9.7% of the adult population, have diabetes.
Just under 10% in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then every year, about 10,000 adults here in Nebraska are diagnosed with diabetes.
So we're adding about 10,000 a year.
Correct.
And
then
so.
Even some of them don't even know they have diabetes. And some could be even diagnosed with prediabetes, and they still don't even know that yet either. So it just all depends on lab work,
right,
and your doctor too.
Yeah, that is a significant number, and the total that you gave me, is that between both the type 1 and type 2 diabetes?
So with type 1, with here in the United States, there's only about 2 million Americans that are diagnosed with type 1, and that is including about 304,000 children and adolescents. So, but here in Nebraska, I'm not too sure on the type 1. I'm sure it's smaller than that with type 1. Type 1's more of an autoimmune condition, and I'm one of them. I'm also type 1. I've been diagnosed for almost 35 years. And I've, like I said, that's what was my passion, was going to teach people about diabetes. And so I kind of live with it. And I think, the patients that I see, they're like, oh yeah, she gets it.
So. Well, you should get it. 35 years of dealing with it. It says here on the sheet sent to me from Great Plains that successful diabetes management, actually this is on your website, successful diabetes management comes from ongoing education, support, and dedication to your health goals. So that's what you're all about. And you're part of the diabetes education team. And so just tell us what your thrust is and what you're offering here for people that have diabetes or know somebody that might benefit from this program.
So with this education program, you know, when you first get diagnosed with diabetes, you're overwhelmed. You're like, oh my gosh.
I can only imagine.
Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
What are the steps? But with this program, I mean, it's for everyone around. I mean, we have people that come in from Kansas, come in from western Nebraska, and even eastern a little bit too.
Sure, sure, all over.
But because there's very little of us educators, diabetes educators, out here in southwest Nebraska. But our main thing is just to say, okay, this is what diabetes is. It's very livable. We just got to make a little bit of a lifestyle change. And even if they're taking medication for it, just be like, hey, you know, if you need to set an alarm, take your med, or just get into that normal routine of, you know, checking your blood sugar and taking your medication. And then with this program, too, we kind of go through the nutrition part of it as well. Because there's many questions when patients come in. They're like, what can I eat? What's the bad food? You know.
So, want to see what they can get away with, right?
Right. And I always hear
that. Can I have to give up something I really, really love?
And I always hear, you know, I can't tell you what I had today, you know.
Right.
So, but no, and most of them wear continuous glucose monitors too. And what that is, it's just you see your blood sugar, either continuously, like every 5 minutes or every minute. And that kind of tells you, okay, how's your meds working? How's your stress level?
Stress enters into
stress.
Didn't know
And sickness. Pain all interacts with everything. There's like 42 different factors that affect blood sugars.
Wow.
So just not food. But no, that's just telling people that they're like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. that makes sense. So they're not just always just focusing on food. And of course, exercise is another important thing. So we always go through that too, is making sure that they've got physical activity as well. And then talking about, we just talked about like the stress and how to just manage that. So we're trying to, in other ways, educate them, but as well as comforting them too. Mm-hmm. Because it is, like I said, it's a very livable disease. Of course, if I can do it, I'm like, if I can do it, you guys can do it too. So, cause I used to take multiple daily injections, but now I'm on a, like an insulin pump. Mm-hmm. It's an automated insulin delivery system. So my glucose sensor and my insulin pump also talk mm-hmm. to each other, which is kind of nice.
So, you know, I'm sure there's folks listening to it that they haven't been diagnosed, but the first thing for people that are wondering and maybe have had some symptoms or things that leads them to believe that, man, maybe I might be borderline or something like that, is the first step to get diagnosed and take, you know, that blood work? Is that the first thing really clues you into it?
Correct. So first step would be to go to your physician. And then your physician be like, hey, yes, you've either got prediabetes or you've got diabetes, and then they can always refer mm-hmm. to Great Plains.
What crosses you over from being diagnosed pre-diabetes to actually having it?
So it's either as far as like a fasting glucose or a random glucose or a hemoglobin A1C.
Okay.
And that's usually, if we see that number first being, hey, yes, it looks like diabetes, but we'll test again just to double check. And then, of course, we see that. And usually the A1C is like the gold standard as far as being that diagnosis, but there are other ways too. So like I've had many patients that go in the hospital and their blood sugars are like 200, 300s, you know, and that's multiple times and they didn't know. And so they just get diagnosed at that time too. So
my dad has the type 2, and that's the kind that you really have to watch your diet and stay away from the stuff that sends it skyrocketing and all that, mainly the real sugary stuff too.
And of course, the main thing with that too is just being consistent. Mm-hmm. And that's with everybody, really. Just trying to watch.
Everybody should be doing
just really diet, really watching the portion sizes and serving sizes.
Yep. The hardest things to do.
Correct.
When you love a certain type of food, is like, I'm going to keep eating this.
Right.
Until my stomach says, stop.
Stop it. Exactly.
Which is too much.
Right.
So you have these classes. Tell us about those. And if people want to get involved, what do they need to do?
So for these classes, to get involved, of course, just kind of talk to your primary care or your physician and just say, hey, you know, I really want to know more about this and I want to be on top of this. And so as far as a contact number to call for Great Plains, if you have questions about the program, is, of course, 308-568-7720. And if you have questions about it, and then you can always, you're saying, okay, yes, I want to go through this program. And with Medicare and commercial insurances, you actually get 10 hours of diabetes education, and that insurance
they pay for it.
Yes.
10 hours.
Yes, 10 hours through the whole year, through the whole calendar year. Mm-hmm. And then it's 2 years after that. Mm-hmm. So each year.
Have you set the dates for the program?
So there's no dates. Okay. It's going right now. So we're just trying.
Is it like continual?
Yes.
You can join anytime.
Yep. And you go through. Okay. Usually we kind of call them like classes, but we have just individual classes right now. Okay. And I think as we get more people into the diabetes program, we might start to do group classes.
So if an individual calls and wants to get involved, basically, they'll get paired up with one of the ones, either you or the four others listed here on the...
Correct, correct. Yeah, and and there's, of course, me, dietitian, and then we have a pharmacist and a nurse also. That's kind of gotten an overview of even in our little disciplines, saying, hey... this is what you need to do, but and here's our aspect with our discipline too. So it's kind of a nice little thing to have those three different disciplines as far as a pharmacist, nurse, and me, registered dietitian.
Well, it sounds like a great thing, and any time you get anytime you're dealing with somebody, just to know you have somebody on your side and you could talk to them and share things, and they can kind of encourage you. And it's not like you're out there, you know, you're not going to, you know, beat them over the head if eat something they shouldn't. It's just more of an encouragement that, yeah, if you want to get your numbers where they need to be and not experience these health complications, it's just kind of throwing the educating, getting that out there, but also encouraging them, I'm sure, is a big part of it too. Hey, you can do it. You know, I know you're capable of doing it, and you know, you're not in the doghouse for eating something maybe you shouldn't have, but, you know, just get back on track, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and of course, the education too, we're getting it all from American Diabetes Association as well. So each year, the national standards, they update yearly, so we have to update yearly too. So we're following guidelines. We're not just thinking, hey, let's do this.
But time commitment? Yes. How much is it, so, like a weekly thing then? Or?
So usually it's kind of like, it kind of depends on the person. Like if they just get started on insulin, it may be like every 2 weeks for a little bit. Or if, you know, if they're like, hey, I can't go more than a month, you know? The classes can take about 3 months. As far as each time, I kind of meet with people monthly, and just
usually it's a once a month type deal there.
Yes. And if they have, I always tell them if they have questions or anything, they have my contact information too, so they can always contact me too, and they like that. Because I can see most of the patients remotely with blood sugars as well as their insulin pumps too. So,
okay, if they want more, they can just call that number you threw out earlier, 568-7720. Is that right?
Yes.
And they'll get you connected with somebody in this diabetes management program and get you set up and hopefully on your way to controlling the disease a lot better.
Oh, yes.
That's the goal.
And make them feel more comfortable, too.
So what do you have to avoid? I mean, do you have to avoid all the sweets and all that? Or can you have just like
one small thing
a day? Or
yes. You know, I mean, as long as you look at...
Keep it small.
As long as you look at the serving size. And then I just have to make sure, because that's everyone. You have to be consistent with your carbohydrates, just because that is the first... of course, we call them macronutrients. Dietitian rolling out with me.
Yep.
That increases the blood sugar first.
Okay.
So that's why we have to stay consistent with it. So we can kind of stay consistent with our blood sugars too, and seeing what the meds that we're on actually helps with that too.
Yeah. So. You just have to compare how you feel when you follow the rules compared to when you step outside those boundaries, right?
Correct.
And remind yourself that, hey, it's not worth it, right?
Well, we always have those days. I mean, when it's your birthday or holiday.
Yeah. I can't resist.
Correct.
Nothing's going to stop me from having ice cream and a piece of cake something.
But that one day, it's like, just as long as you get back into your normal routine, you're going to be okay.
Yeah. So. I found a solution to not eating so much ice cream. I usually like to do it, you know, late at night while I'm just the last part of my day. Well, I fall asleep so much watching TV, and that actually benefits me because I'm not eating as much ice cream. That's the key, along with getting out and golfing when I can, for sure. Anything else you want to mention, Julie?
No, I just say main thing is if you have questions, call the number and reach out to your physician or provider too, and so that you can possibly get referred to the diabetes program too.
Sounds like a great thing. We've been speaking with Julie Levy, registered dietitian, certified diabetes care and education specialist with Great Plains Health here in North Platte. Again, that number to call if you need more info, 568-7720.